Well, as you heard on the news headlines there, Ryanair's 30% stake in Aer Lingus damages competition on routes between Britain and Ireland and must be cut to 5%. That's according to the UK's Competition Commission. The Commission says the shareholding, which Ryanair has held for 7 years now, weakens its main competitor and could prevent Aer Lingus from combining with another airline in order to build scale. Aviation journalist Gerry Byrne joins me now on the line. Gerry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mal.
What's the basis for the Competition Commission decision today?
Well, the power it has to do this is actually UK legislation. If the UK turnover of an enterprise, even though it's based in Ireland as Ryanair is, if the UK turnover is over 70 million sterling, and that's getting on for 100 million pounds or euros, it has the power to investigate it as though it were a British company. And it has decided that that is the case, that Ryanair's shareholding, nearly one third of Aer Lingus, is anti-competitive.
In what way does the Commission say that the Ryanair shareholding is damaging or is potentially going to damage Aer Lingus?
Well, particularly it focuses on the impact that the size of the shareholding, irrespective of Ryanair's behaviour. But the size of the shareholding is an effective block on anybody else trying to take over the airline. It's a huge shareholding, and it would put off anybody moving in there and saying to Aer Lingus shareholders, we'll take you over because of the Ryanair. It's a very, very large shareholding. It entitles Ryanair at any stage to put in a bid, which would freeze any other bid until the Ryanair bid is adjudicated upon either by the shareholders or indeed by the competition authorities in Ireland and in Europe. It's also, I suppose, anti-competitive in the amount of disruption that it does cause to Aer Lingus, and there is evidence for this. It has cost Aer Lingus probably upwards of 10 million euros, if not more, fighting the three Ryanair takeover attempts that it has made in the past 7 years. It diverts management time and attention, as well, of course, as the financial resources of the airline. And that is hitting profits and it's hitting fares.
It can't have come as a huge surprise, though, for Ryanair. It was flagged, was it not, in an interim ruling earlier in the year?
Oh, indeed. And in fact, it was pretty obvious last year when Ryanair took legal action. It went to the UK the High Court. It went all the way, to the UK Supreme Court, the new Supreme Court in the UK, which declined, I think, to hear the case and sent it back to the competition authorities, which has now delivered this expected hearing. The amount to which it has to reduce its shareholding is a slight surprise. I think people thought it might have been closer to 10 or 15%, but 5% is very, very small.
Carry on. I beg your pardon.
I was just going to say, in the short term, this will make no difference. Ryanair has very, very deep pockets and can afford to appeal this all the way back up to the Supreme Court if necessary in the UK. Once its previous legal attempt was to block this inquiry, now it will probably just appeal the findings, and that can take a year, can take 2 years.
Because if it were to realise its shareholding now, or be forced to realise its shareholding now, it would take quite a loss, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would take a huge loss, because dumping that number of shares on the relatively small stock exchange, like the Irish Stock Exchange, would depress the price. The Aer Lingus price would drop quite dramatically. It's very high at the moment. It's around €1.70. And it would probably go down to, I don't know, €1, €1.25. Less than a year ago, it was hovering around 90 cents. So it could depress the share price. It will depress Ryanair's share price slightly, but not so much. It will take a loss if and when it does divest itself of this shareholding. It will make a loss. It's already on paper making a loss, because it bought the shares, I think, at I forget what the actual price was, but it's losing upwards of 150 million on its investment.
Was this inevitable once Europe had said no to the third Ryanair attempt to acquire Aer Lingus? Because logically, that increased Ryanair's incentive to disrupt and to make a nuisance of itself vis-a-vis Aer Lingus?
It wasn't inevitable. In fact, this British decision, or the British decision indeed to investigate it, came somewhat out of the blue. I don't think people realised that the UK Competition Authority had the power to investigate this. And it's basically saying to Ryanair, you can't do business in the UK unless you do X, Y and Z. Aer Lingus indeed had applied to the Irish High Court seeking a directive that Ryanair sell its shares, but the Irish court said no, that they had no jurisdiction in the matter. The European Commission had no jurisdiction in the matter as well. So this one, to some degree, has come out of left field, but the legal foundation for the Commission authority in the UK taking this action is pretty firm, pretty well established. And I think the only grounds that Ryanair has for an appeal now is the actual judgment. You know, is it correct? Is it a correct judgment?
And what is Ryanair saying today in its defence, if you like? How has it been reacting?
Well, it's saying that, you know, competition was never stronger between the two airlines, that it has always been willing to sell its shares. And this indeed is true. In fact, if you look at the Ryanair annual accounts, it always lists the Aer Lingus shareholding as a financial asset for sale. But nobody seems to have been terribly interested in buying it. After the European Commission barred the third and last takeover attempt, Ryanair said it would gladly sell the shares to any other airline wanting to take over Aer Lingus, providing, and here's the proviso, there's always a proviso in these things, providing that other airline had already acquired 51% of the airline's shares. So it's, you know, that doesn't oblige Ryanair to do anything, really.
Now, obviously, you know, you've pointed out that the authority or the Competition Commission does have the authority to intervene here because Ryanair does more than £70 million sterling worth of business in the UK. But Ryanair is pointing out that Aer Lingus accounts for less than 1% of UK total air traffic. So does Michael O'Leary have a point? Why should the UK Commission intervene between what are essentially two Irish airlines?
Well, it's Ryanair and Aer Lingus command the bulk of the traffic between Ireland and Britain. Between them, I think they command something like 80-odd percent of the traffic between the two countries. The Dublin-London route is still one of the busiest routes between, you know, the Dublin-London corridor, if you like, is still one of the busiest corridors. Equivalent, curiously enough, to Paris, London, and you know, various major cities in the UK, or various major cities in Europe. So it's not an insignificant part of the UK traffic between the UK and other countries. You know, the Ireland, the UK route is very important. So I think the figure is millions of passengers. I've heard a figure of 14 million who cross the Irish Sea every year. A large number of those will be UK citizens.
On Bloomberg, Michael O'Leary denied that Ryanair was interfering or had interfered in any way with the business of Aer Lingus. He got a couple of nice digs in. He pointed out that they had certainly not been prevented from buying or from ordering planes and then cancelling the order, from opening new routes and then closing them down. But realistically, is this now the end of any Ryanair attempt to take over Aer Lingus? Are we done here?
I don't think so. I would never draw a line under this. This is, to some degree, personal between Michael O'Leary and Aer Lingus. And I think until you see the departure of Michael O'Leary from Ryanair, I don't think you'll ever see an end to this particular spat.
What would be the consequences for Ryanair of not complying with this order?
Well, it could be forbidden to do business in the UK. Perhaps not forbidden to do business in the UK, but it could run the risk of very, very significant fines. Competition law usually carries very, very substantial penalties for breaches. You know, concrete and cement companies, for example, all over Europe have been fined, I think, sums going into the billions because of breaches of competition law. And I would imagine that Ryanair could face very, very stiff penalties for non-compliance.
And what are the chances of success on appeal for Ryanair? Remote?
I wouldn't rule it out. I wouldn't rule it out. As I say, Ryanair has very deep pockets. They can afford the best legal advice, and I'm sure they're consulting it.
But in the interim, everything remains as it is. So that obviously could work to their advantage.
Yes, everything remains as it is. There's nothing to stop, incidentally, Ryanair lobbing in another bid for Aer Lingus within the next few months. There are, I think they have to wait a year before they make another bid after the last one was rejected. But there's absolutely nothing at the moment to stop Ryanair doing that.
Assuming Ryanair does not win the appeal, and it's, you know, if that appeal or that process takes about a year or so, what would the decision mean, do you think, for Aer Lingus 12 months from now if Ryanair has to divest itself of almost all of its shareholding?
Well, I think it would open up the exploration of forging significant corporate links between Aer Lingus and other airlines. We have seen, for example, Etihad, one of the Gulf airlines, taking a shareholding in Aer Lingus. Now, it's very small. I think it's less than 3%. But it's an exploratory shareholding, and it indicates some degree of interest in Aer Lingus. You could see other airlines doing the same thing. Aer Lingus, despite its size, is at the moment quite a well-managed airline. Its share price has been climbing quite dramatically over the last few months, indicating that investors look favourably on it, that it seems to be a good proposition now rather than the basket case it was a few years ago.
And if Ryanair does divest itself of almost all its shareholding, basically putting about 24-25% of Aer Lingus shares on the market, and would the government then be likely to do the same thing? And would that mean that somebody could come in and take over Aer Lingus?
Yes, it would certainly free the government's hand. The main reason for the government holding on to its shareholding is to block any Ryanair bid for Aer Lingus. There's no doubt about that.
And who would that, you know, who's likely to be interested in Aer Lingus? I mean, apparently it would appear it has to be a European airline. Etihad, for example, could not become a majority stakeholder in Aer Lingus.
Absolutely not. But Etihad could in form a sort of concert party with another European airline to take a controlling stake in Aer Lingus. There's nothing to rule that out. But there are lots of carriers would be interested in Aer Lingus. It has, for example, a very, very large block of takeoff and landing slots at Heathrow, and they're as rare as hen's teeth at the moment. That was largely the reason why British Airways, for example, took over the former British Midland, was to get hold of its slots at Heathrow. So it's a very, very valuable entity from that perspective. A lot of European airlines would be interested in it. Lufthansa, for example, increased its traffic in and out of Heathrow and would be very interested, I think, in taking the Aer Lingus slots at Heathrow and Aer Lingus into the bargain.
With a major European partner, could Aer Lingus then take on Ryanair more effectively?
Well, it could and it couldn't. Taking on Ryanair is not really in Aer Lingus's sights, I think. Ryanair, a lot of its traffic is, shall we say, different. Ryanair has largely leisure traffic, a good percentage of business travellers as well, whereas Aer Lingus would tend to be, especially in the UK market, would tend to be the other way around, large corporate traffic, less leisure traffic than Ryanair would have. So they're in different markets. They're appealing to different demographics, if you like. I mean, there's no doubt that if Ryanair wasn't there tomorrow, Aer Lingus would do extremely well, an awful lot better than it is. But I don't think Aer Lingus is really terribly interested in taking on Ryanair per se.
And as far as Ryanair is concerned, is there any such thing as bad publicity?
None at all. This will not affect Ryanair's traffic in the least. In fact, if anything, it's boosting its traffic as we speak. it's getting free publicity on the airwaves, and it's not doing it any harm.
Right, it's just got 15 minutes of publicity from us,
so we will
draw the line there. Jerry, thank you very much indeed for that. It's Jerry Byrne, aviation journalist, on the line there talking about that instruction by the Competition Commission in the UK for Ryanair to cut its 30% stake in Aer Lingus to 5%.